We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Chish and Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Koyach Vaharsho, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Tes Vav. Rav Nosson Zal is in the middle of giving us a deep explanation of the Friday night Kiddush based on Chapter 15 in Likutei Moran and based on things we've been speaking about in this Halacha. Ve'elu Hasholosh Bechinois. And these three categories that we spoke about just before, Heim Bechina Shloisha Ovois, correspond to Avram Yitzchok Yaakov, She'ikar Aliyas Hamalchus B'Shabbos, Hu Lehi Kolel Bohem, whereby the main concept of the Malchus of Hashem, the Shekhinah being elevated on Shabbos, is all about the Malchus plugging into Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. Shezeo Bechina Sholosh Sudoi Shoichlem B'Shabbos. That's also the reason for the three meals that we eat on Shabbos. Sheheim Tlas Avon Kiyodua, which correspond to the three forefathers, as is known in Sifrei Kabbalah and Chassidus. Ki Avraham Hu Bechinas Yemin, Bechinas Hadas HaKodosh. Avram Avinu is always referred to as the right side, which represents Chesed, and also represents Das, Sechel. Ki mi sitra diyamina moicho chivra kekaspa. Because the Zohar HaKodesh says, on the right side, the moyach is white like silver. So we see an association between the moyach, chochma sechel, and the right, which is Avram Avinu. And as Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 15, which this halacha is based on, al posuk har ze konso yaminoi, this mountain was built, was acquired by the right hand, referring to the Beis Hamikdash, which is a center of das, and it's associated with the right again. Shal yidei Avraham bechinas yamin, which tells us that through Avram Avinu, who represents the right side, Zoichen lesisrei Torah, a person is zoichet to secrets of Torah, Bechinas Kodesh, which are referred to as Kodesh, holy, which is synonymous with the Beis HaMikdosh, Kodesh. V'Yitzchok hu Bechinas Yira. Yitzchok Avinu, on the other hand, represents fear or respect. Bechinas Pachad Yitzchok. Ve'ikar hat. Okay, that's number two. Ve'ikar hat tikun, and the main completion of all of this, al yedei Yaakov, is accomplished through Yaakov Avinu, shehu bechinas Mishpat. Yaakov Avinu represents Mishpat. Kemoshe Kosov, as it says in Tehillim, chapter 81, Mishpat leloikei Yaakov. That Mishpat is associated specifically with Yaakov Avinu. Ki Yaakov, shehu bechinas Mishpat, hu mekasher umale bechinas Pachad Yitzchok, bechinas Yira, lebechinas Avram, shu bechinas Daskanam. Because Yaakov Avinu, who represents Mishpat, he is the one who has the ability to elevate the Yira, which is represented by Yitzchok Avinu, and plug it into the Das, and the, which is represented by Avram Avinu in this case. Shezehu Iker Bechinas Kedusha Shabbos. And this is really what the holiness of Shabbos is all about. The connection between the Mishpat and the Yira and the Das. V'alkein Iker HaShabbos Hu Bechinas Yaakov. And that's why, again, the main player on Shabbos and the main association is with Yaakov Avinu. As the Pasuk says, V'ha'achalticho nachlas Yaakov avicho. I will give you the inheritance of your forefather Yaakov. And that Pasuk is referring to Shabbos. U'kemashom Rabbi Zenizal, and as our rabbis tell us, She'Yaakov shomar es ha'Shabbos. We find by Yaakov Avinu specifically the Torah pointing out that Yaakov Avinu observed Shabbos. Ki ikar kedusha Shabbos hu aydei b'chinas Yaakov shu b'chinas Mishpat hamar lehayiro lahadas. Because again, the main effectiveness and holiness of Shabbos comes through Yaakov Avinu, who is the one who elevates he's mishpat, he elevates the yira to das, shaydeze nizbatlin kol hayirois hanafulois kanal, which helps us eliminate all of the wrong type of fears, all of the fears, things that we're afraid of, that we don't need to be afraid of at all if a person has yira digdusha. Shezehu nachlas Yaakov. This is what the Torah refers to as the portion of Yaakov Avinu, shehi nachalo b'li mitzorim, k'mo yisham rabbi senezal, which the Gemara tells us that the portion of Yaakov Avinu is a portion that has no boundaries. It's boundless. Hainu b'chinas bitul kol hamazikin. This is the concept of eliminating completely all of the destructive forces, shehem hayirois hanafulois, which one form of them is these wrong kind, these misplaced fears, shehem ikre mitzorei hakedusha, and they are the main boundaries of kedusha. They're the ones who try to constrict and limit the kedusha. Shemetzirin liYisrael, they try to constrict and squeeze Klal Yisrael to put us into exile. Bibchinas, as the pasuk says in Eicha, kol roidfeho hisiguha bein hamitzorim, that all those who pursued the Jewish people to try to attack us, to try to harm us, were able to get at us bein hamitzorim during these 3 weeks. Between Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and Tisha B'Av. Val Yedei Kedusha Shabbos, and it's through the holiness of Shabbos, Nizbatlin Kol Hametzerim Esagdusha. We're able to wipe out all those who would try to constrict and limit the Kedusha. Shehem Kol Hadinim V'Chol Ayirois Hanafulois. Ki oz, because on Shabbos, kol shultonei rugzin umoro dedinin kulu arkin v'sabramina. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us that all forms of din, judgment, harshness, all the prosecutors and all those who would want to persecute the Jewish people are eliminated on Shabbos. Rabbeinu Zalman Likutei Moran quotes a pasuk, lahashbis oyev umisnakim, to destroy our enemies, lahashbis, Shabbos, the holiness of Shabbos has the ability to eliminate all our enemies. V'alkein, ikar hatikun al yidei Yaakov. And that's why, now Rav Nosson Zal is going to clarify further, why the main tikun of Shabbos is dependent on Yaakov. Ki Avrohom yotza mimenu Yishmoel. Because we see by Avraham Avinu a lack of perfection. Avraham Avinu produced a Yishmoel, who was evil, wicked. V'Yitzchok yotza mimenu Esav. And from Yitzchok Avinu came an Esav, a super Russia. V'Yaakov hoysa mitoso yishlema b'li psul. Yaakov Avinu was the only one who produced children who were all perfect, no Rishoim. Ki kol zman sheloi bo Yaakov, shubchinas mishpot, Adayin lo nizbate legamri shlitas mazike alma. Because so long as Yaakov Avinu did not enter the picture, even though Avraham Avinu was a big tzaddik and Yitzchok Avinu was a big tzaddik and they did great things, they were not able to eliminate the ra completely. Which means they were not able to eliminate the control and the power of the mazike alma, the damaging forces. Sheyinikosom miyiras hanefulois kanal, who draw their power from these fallen fears, these misplaced fears. V'alkein yotzam him Esav Yishmoel, and that's why we see that from them, from Avraham Avinu, Yitzchok Avinu, came an Esav and a Yishmoel, shehem mazike alma, who are destroyers of the world. Shehechrivu es habeis hamikdash, they destroyed the most important building in the world, the Beis Hamikdash. Mekoim hayira hakdosha kanal, the center of yira digdusha, of holy respect, holy fear. V'hakoil machmashadayin loyhoyo hamishpot al mechoinoi, and all of that was able to happen because the mishpot was not in place yet. Ad Shebo Yaakov, until Yaakov Avinu came on the scene, Shu Bechinas Mishpot, Shaideze Iker Hamtokas Va'alias Pachad Yitzchok LeBechinas Adas, Mishpot, Yaakov Avinu and Mishpot are the ones who have the ability to elevate Yitzchok Avinu, who represents Yira and Pachad, and plug it into Avram Avinu, which is Das, so that the Yira is going to the right place, which is Das, which is Bechinas Avram, Shaideze Nimtak HaKol, and that eliminates all the judgments, all the negativity. Ki Yaakov hu briach hatichoin hamavriach min hakotze lakotze. Because Yaakov Avinu represents that center pole that goes from one end to the other, from one extreme to the other, from chesed to gvura. Ki hu machria v'koilel Avram v'Yitzchok. Yaakov Avinu is the compromise and a composite of both what Avram Avinu represents and what Yitzchok Avinu represents. Ki hu mekasher b'chinas Yitzchok, b'chinas Yira, le'b'chinas Avram, b'chinas Das, al yedei midosoi shu b'chinas Mishpot. V'al kein, and therefore, hamikdosh shelo osid, sheyia keneged Yaakov, loy yechorev loylam. And this will explain why the first two Botei Mikdoshois were able to be destroyed. The first one represented Avram Avinu, who had a Yishmael, which means the Ra is still prevalent in his portion. Yitzchok Avinu, who had an Esav, the second Beis HaMikdosh. Again, Esav, Rome, they were able to destroy the second Beis HaMikdosh. But the third Beis HaMikdosh, which corresponds to Yaakov Avinu, that one will never be destroyed. Kama Yishom Rabbi Yisrael, as our rabbis tell us, ki ikar tikin binyan beis hamikdosh, hualidei b'chinas mishpot, shuchinas Yaakov. Because the real perfection of beis hamikdosh is only through mishpot, which is Yaakov Avinu. V'zehu shomar Yaakov, kishero mokoim ha-beis hamikdosh, and this is why Yaakov Avinu exclaimed, when he came to the site of the Beis HaMikdosh, he said, Ma noiro hamokoim hazeh. How awesome is this place? Ein ze ki im Beis Elokim. This is none other than the house of Hashem. Vam Rabbi Yisrael Zala, the Gemara says in Psachim, page 88, al posuk ze, regarding this posuk, She Yaakov koroi bayis, that Yaakov Avinu declared the residence of Hashem as a bayis, a home. Shelo yechorev loylam, meaning it would never be destroyed. Avram Avinu referred to it as a mountain. Yitzchok Avinu referred to it as a field. Yaakov Avinu was the first one to use the word bayis, because the bayis that corresponds to him is going to be a permanent bayis, that third Beis HaMikdosh. V'hashto meduyok heitev, Shenismach soif hamikro l'roishoi. And now we'll understand very well the end of that pasuk and how it connects with the beginning of the pasuk. Ki zocho lahasik hayiro b'shleimus al yidei hamishpot shuhu midosoi kanal. Because as we learned earlier, Yaakov Avinu, who represents mishpot, mishpot leads to perfection of yira. V'alkein Omar, manoiro hamokim hazeh. That's why Yaakov Avinu was able to feel the Yira. Yaakov Avinu said, how awesome is this place, manoiro, Yira. Hainu shehiflig bo'oitzim shleimus ha'yira digdusha shehisikan. Yaakov Avinu was exclaiming how awesome is the holy Yira which he felt in that place. V'al yidei shleimus ha'yira b'chinas manoiro hamokim, and when the Yira is Bishlemus, then that item is permanent. That's eternal. That becomes indestructible. Vezeu shesiem. And that's why Yaakov Avinu concluded there, Ein ze ki im Beis Elokim. This is the Beis Elokim. This is going to be the final house of Hashem, the one which will be built in my name, the third Beis HaMikdosh. Bayis Beis Daiko, b'chinas Bayis Hashlishi, Shayir B'schus Yaakov, Shelo Yechorev Loilam, which will never be destroyed. Interesting to note that Avram Avinu is referred to as Chesed, Yitzchok Avinu is referred to as Gevura, Yaakov Avinu is referred to as Emes. Titein Emes liYaakov, Chesed liAvram. The Gemara says about Emes, Kushto Koi, that truth stands on solid legs. The Gemara shows how Sheker, the letters of Sheker, each one has only one leg, one base. Emes, the letters Aleph, Mem, Tov, each one of them has two legs, standing on 2 feet, solid, permanent. That's what Yaakov Avinu represents. He represents permanence. In our context, it's the Mishpat. We know that Emes and Mishpat are synonymous. Mishpat is justice. Another word for justice is truth. Al yidei Yaakov, shu b'chinas mishpat, al yidei ze hayira b'shleimus, b'chinas ma noira kanal, shezehu ikar kiyum habeis hamikdash kanal. Ki lo yuchlu oid lishloi bo yidei zorim chas v'shalom. Because no outsiders, no other nations will be able to harm that third and final beis hamikdash. Shehem Esav v'yishmoel mazikei alma, those destroyers of the world, the Arabs and the Romans, who draw their energy, their strength, from Yira Nefula. Why won't they be able to do anything? Because through the Mishpat of Yaakov Avinu, we were able to elevate the Yira and to perfect the Yira. That's why Yaakov Avinu was zeicher that all of his children were solid citizens, all tzaddikim. V'alkein bevadai ein ze kiyem beis elokim. And therefore now, the house that's going to be built with that, with mishpat, with shleimus hayira, that's a heavenly house. B'chinas bayis shelo yechorev loylem. A house that's indestructible. V'zeh b'chinas, with this we could also understand a famous pasuk, where the pasuk says, Hashem says, V'zocharti es brisi Yaakov, V'af es brisi Yitzchok, V'af es brisi Avroham eskor, V'horetz eskor. I will remember my covenant, my bond with Yaakov, and also my bond with Yitzchok, and also my bond with Avraham Avinu, and I will remember the land. V'choyshev oysam l'mafreya. It's unusual there that the pasuk lists them backwards, listing the last one first, Yaakov and Yitzchok. Ki ikar hageula ubinyan shelosid al yodoi, because the redemption that we are waiting for now, the future redemption, and the future redemption and the building of the final Beis Hamikdash will be through Yaakov. Ki pasuk ze nemar achara toichacha, because that pasuk is listed after the toichacha, after Hashem, Shehizir Hashem Yisborach, where Hashem warns the Jewish people, V'imloi Sishmu, if you will not listen to my instructions, to my Torah, V'imes Mishpotai Tigal Navshechem, and if my Mishpot you will reject, you'll despise it, you'll show disrespect to it. Interesting, I believe this is this week's parsha. The Toichacha appears in Bechukosai and in Kisavoy. This week we're going to be reading Parshas Bechukosai. These psukim relate to this week's parsha. She'oz yovoy aleihem ma she'yovoy chas v'shalom. And the Torah says, if that happens, if you show disrespect for Hashem's mishpat, you're going to be hit with all of these illnesses and punishments. V'chol eilu hadinim heim b'chinas yiras hanafulois. And all of these punishments are all things that lead to these fallen fears, people being afraid of suffering and everything. Shemehen boin kol hatzorois vagzeros chas v'shalom. They are the ones, the yiras nefulois, so it bring all the pain and suffering and decrees. Shekol zenim shechas v'shalom pegama mishpot. And all of that is the result of deficiency and defectiveness in mishpot. Bechinas, as the pasuk says right there, ve'im es mishpotai tigal nafshechem. Hashem says, if my justice, your souls will despise, will reject, then you're going to get hit with all of these punishments. V'alkein, and therefore, basoif, after the Torah lists all of those punishments, kishehu menachem oisam, when Hashem is finally consoling us, he tells us, shebeschus avois, that in the schus of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, yinotzlu mikol hatzorois. We're going to be saved and rescued from all of this suffering. Ve'ikr al yedei Yaakov. But again, it lists Yaakov Avinu first, because he's the one who's really going to do the job. Shehu b'chinas mishpot, shehu mekasher b'chinas pachad Yitzchak, le'b'chinas Avram shuadas. Yaakov, who is mishpot, is the one who attaches Yira, which is Yitzchak, to Das, which is Avram Avinu. Shaydezen is battling kol ha'yira sanafulois. That eliminates all the wrong kind of fears. V'niz battling kol ha'tzorois v'chol ha'gzeirois. And all the suffering and decrees all get eliminated when these three are in place. The mishpat and the yira and the das. V'alkein maschil mi'yakov kanal. And that's why the pasuk starts from Yaakov Avinu, because he's going to be the main hero. He's going to be the one to really finalize this. Ki ikra tikkun al yedei b'chinas Yaakov, shehu b'chinas mishpat kanal. V'zehu, and that's why the pasuk puts the cherry on top. V'ha'oretz eskoyer, Hashem says, and I will remember the land. B'chinas aliyas hayira. This also refers to the elevation of the Yira, Shenikres Eretz, which is referred to by the term Eretz, the land. Bechinas, as Rabbeinu Zal quotes the pasuk over there in Likutei Moharan, Eretz Yora, that the land of Eretz Yisrael represents Yira. That's where a person, that's the place that's best suited for people to achieve true respect and fear of Hashem. Ki ikar hatikun v'hamtoko, al yedei aliyas hayira kanal, because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, the main tikkun for all of this is based on the yira being elevated, taking the yira which had fallen into the wrong hands, it had fallen into the hands of our enemies, whereby they are able to impose fear on us and insecurity and everything. And when the yira is taken out of their hands and elevated through the different elevations, the three elevations we discussed, until it's finally plugged into Das, to Hashem, to the Beis Hamikdash, to Mekoyim HaSakdoshim, that's when the Tikkun will be complete. Paragraph Tezayin, V'zeh b'china shloisha sudos shel Shabbos. And this is also the concept of the three meals that we eat, especially on Shabbos. Ki sudas halaylo hi b'chinas pachad Yitzchok, kemuva b'kavonas. Because the Friday night meal corresponds to Yitzchok Avinu, which is Pachad, Yira. Usudas Haboiker, the meal that we have in the morning, Hibchinas Avraham, corresponds to Avram Avinu. Usudas Shlishis, Hibchinas Yaakov, Shubchinas Mishpat. The third and final meal corresponds to Yaakov Avinu, who is Mishpat, Shezehu Ikra Tikkun Kanal, which is the main Tikkun. This is possibly why there's a special Yetzirah that some people have to avoid Shalashuras, or to look for all kinds of heterim, mezoinas, fruit, all kinds of things. Friday night dinner, who doesn't have Friday night dinner? Even, unfortunately, even the least religious people who have the tiniest kesher with Shabbos, they'll have Friday night dinner together. Even those, Rachmona Litzlan, who after Friday night dinner go out, Chas v'sholom, Machal Shabbos, but this concept of that Suda Friday night, that they have. But when it comes to Suda Shlishis, that's where we lose even a lot of the religious people, supposedly, where there's all kinds of excuses and why we don't necessarily get there. Because that's the main one. That's Bechinas Yaakov. That's the Shlemus. V'alkein oz b'mincha shel Shabbos kol hadinim betelim legamri. And that's why, even though we learned earlier that on Shabbos there's no din, but the climax of that, the climax of the elimination of all judgment harshness, is Shabbos Mincha time. V'raivo deraivin ishtekach. That's when Hashem is closest to us. The greatest degree of rotzayin, of desire, wanting us and loving us, is on Shabbos at Mincha. And the time when a Jew can achieve the greatest degree of desire and love for Hashem, Shabbos et Mincha. ki bechol shulten hadinim b'mincha, shubchenes pachad Yitzchak, because during the 6 days of the week, at mincha time, is a time of din, judgment. The sun is starting to set. In the morning, the sun rises and grows. The light increases. That's the concept of chesed, ahavo, das. From midday and on is when the sun crosses the midpoint. It's starting to go down. The light is decreasing. That's midas hadin. That's pachad Yitzchok. Avol b'shabbos b'mincha, also b'chinas Yaakov. But Shabbos is different. The mincha of Shabbos is no din at all. The mincha of Shabbos corresponds to Yaakov Avinu, b'chinas mishpot, shemale kol hayirois v'chol adinim l'sharoshim, which elevates all the yira and all the din to its shoresh, to its source. V'oz nimtokin v'nizbatlin kol adinim v'chol hayirois. And then all judgments and harshness, pain and suffering are eliminated completely. V'alkein oz kol adinim b'telim legamri. And that's why the Sforim tell us that on Shabbos at Mincha time, the Midas Hadin is totally, totally eliminated. V'hakoil al yidei ha-mishpot kanal. And all of that is accomplished when the mishpat is in its proper place. As we learned earlier, mishpat means judgment. When people are auditing themselves on a daily basis, they're reviewing their deeds and trying to improve all the time. V'alkein oz raiva deraiva nishtekach. And that's why the Zohar Kodesh tells us that on Shabbos at Mincha, you have raiva deraiva, which means rotzayn shebaretzaynos. The peak of the peak of love between Hashem and the Jews and Hashem. She'oilenos betachlis ho'aliyah. That's when we rise to the highest height. Lebechinas nachlo b'limitzorim. To that place that has no boundaries at all. Shehu bechinas hasoga sisro yoraisa. That corresponds to the concept of achieving secrets of Torah. Shehu bechinas ayin, which is referred to as ayin, the highest level, nothingness. Bechinas atik. She'oilen l'shom besuda shlishis. That's where we rise up to. That's where our souls go up to at the third meal. Shehu bechinas raivad arayvin. Shehu bechinas nachlo b'li mitzorim, which is referred to as the portion without any boundaries. B'li gvul. No boundaries at all. Infinite. No boundaries means like infinite. Shehu sisrei Torah. That's the concept of secrets of Torah. She'enom nitposin b'gvul, which are not contained in any boundaries. They represent the infinite, the Ein Sof. V'alkein oz mechadshin u'megalin chidush yoraisa. That's why Shabbos at Mincha time is the best time possible to be able to come forth with new revelations in Torah. And that's why the great tzaddikim, the leaders among the chassidim and the mekubolim, their most important shir of the week is Shabbos Mincha time at Shalashuris. That's the highest level Torah that they're teaching usually. Umeg ki oz nizgalin sisri araisa, aydei b'chinas mishpot, b'chinas Yaakov, because as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likutei Moran, it's Shabbos Mincha time, which corresponds to mishpot. Through mishpot, we're able to reveal the secrets of Torah. Shehu ikra hatikon. Ki hakoil toli bebchinas hamishpot, shaydeze nimtak voil hakoil. Because everything is dependent on this mishpot. Mishpot is what elevates everything from the lowest places, and it's able to bring it up to the highest places. Paragraph Yud Zayin. וזה בחינה שלושה שבועי שמסבלן על חורבן בית המקדש שנחרב ונפגם שלושה בחינה סנאו. And this will also explain why we have 3 weeks of mourning over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, which happened as a result of a defect in 3 areas. Shehem pigam ayira, v'hamishpot, v'hadas. Those 3 things deteriorated. Kishar bechinois hanemorim shama shezeichen al yidei adas, Because the other things that Rabbeinu Zal mentions over there in chapter 15 in Likutei Moran, which a person is zoiche to through das, hakol zoichen achar kach memela. All of that comes afterwards automatically after you've fixed the first three things. V'ho'ikar hulahalo isayira al yidei ha-mishpat el adas. What it's all about is elevating the yira through mishpat to das. V'oz bo enachar kach benokel l'shar b'chinas hanam. And once you've accomplished that, all the other things there, the revealed Torah, the tefillah, the hidden Torah, will all flow naturally. Shekulam chashuvim kiechod. Because all of those things are included in one box. Ki kulam klulim bahadas. They're all included under that umbrella term das. Shehu bechinas, shezeu bechinas shloisha rishoinois chashuvois kiechod. That's the concept whereby the first three spheros, chochma bina das, are considered one unit very often. So Rav Nelson Zal says again, summarizing what's going on in that chapter on Likutei Moran, that there's a problem with Yira. Yira is the Malchus, and Yira can be in a very high place. A person can have Yira for Hashem, Yira for Talmidei Chachamim, Yira for Torah, Yira for Mekom HaSekdoshim. Then the Yira is way up there. It's plugged into the Das, which is an umbrella term for all of holiness in this case. But if the person doesn't have the right yira, if the yira is not proper, person doesn't have the proper respect and awe and fear for Hashem, Talmidei Chachamim, holy places, then the yira drops. And it can drop, it can fall all the way down out of the ballpark. It can fall into the basement. It can fall into the klipos and the sidrachra, where you're not afraid of Hashem, no problem. You'll be afraid of Iran. You'll be afraid of all kinds of other garbage, trash. You'll be afraid of taxes. You'll be afraid of sickness, HIV, VIB, all the different sicknesses. That will make you very afraid of all kinds of other things, Rahman al-Itzlan. Until we realize the problem, we recognize the problem, that we have to be able to take this yira out of the dumps and put it back in its proper place. How are we going to do that? Mishpat. It takes mishpat. Takes sitting down and doing an accounting, auditing. What's going on? Where am I in life? What am I afraid of? Why am I afraid of these things? They didn't create, they're not in charge. There's somebody who's really in charge. That's the one I should be afraid of. Who knows, maybe because I'm not afraid of him, that's why I'm afraid of all these other underlings. Maybe if I put my fear in the right place, I'll be able to. And through that mishpat, a person starts bumping the yira up, getting the yira out of the wrong places, bumping it up the ladder, plugging it into das. Das representing Hashem, holiness in this case, kodesh. And once that's in place, the person is zoiche to nigla of Torah, tfila, nistar of Torah, all the positive things that Rabbeinu Zal mentions over there. And this is why we require 3 weeks of mourning, keneged shloisha bechinas nal, corresponding to the three major areas of tikkun. Ki shloisha shavois, yesh behem shloisha shabosois. Because in 3 weeks, you have three Shabboses. Ve'ikar hatikkun shel binyan beis hamikdash v'aydei Shabbos kanal. And we saw earlier, the main thing that repairs and builds the Beis HaMikdash is Shabbos. We quoted the pasuk, Es Shabsoisai Tishmoiru U'Mikdoshai Tiro. These two go together, Shabbos and Beis HaMikdash. Ve'ikra tikkun shel Beis HaMikdash v'aydei Shabbos. Ve'zeh b'china shloisha haftoros shekoyrin b'sholoi shabosoi shebein amtsorim. And this will also explain the three special haftoras that we read during those 3 weeks, the portion of the Navi that's read on Shabbos morning after the Torah portion is read. Shehem, which are Dalet Shin Ches, which means the first one of the Haftorahs begins with the words Divrei Yirmiyahu. The second Haftorah begins with the word Shimu. And the third one begins with the word Chazoin Yeshayo Ben Amoitz. And now Rav Nosson Zal makes the connection between the three Haftorahs and the three major areas that we're working on. Divrei ze bechinas yira. The word divrei represents yira. Kama shekosov shem ba'Torah now. As Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Likutei Moran, the dibur is an inyan of yira. Shimu ze bechinas alias hayira el halev. The second haftorah, which begins with shimu, represents the fact that we've taken the yira out of the dumps, out of the basement, and we've elevated all the way up and brought it up to the heart. Sheshom mekoim hayira, as we learned earlier, that's the main center of yira digdusha in a person. And how did we accomplish this? Alidei mishpat, through mishpat. You recall we discussed earlier, the Gemara says, Dovar hamosr lelev, nema boi v'yoreisa malikecha. That fear and respect applies especially to those things which are not on the outside, those things which are on the inside. When it comes to tefillah, prayer, those ways that we serve Hashem from our heart, that's what really shows where a person's yira shamayim is. Vezeo bechinas shimu. And that's the term shimu, to hear, kamei shekosu b'shlomo. As the Pasuk says about Shlomo HaMelech, v'nosato li'avdecho leiv shoymea lishboit. Hashem, he prayed to Hashem, may you give your servant a heart that listens to judge properly. Look how the Pasuk puts all three things together. The leiv shoymea lishboit. Then the third Haftorah, which is Chazoin. Chazoin means the vision of Yeshayahu, to see, ze bechinas re'iya, shu bechinas das. That's seeing with the eyes, which is associated with das. Kamei shekosu shom Rabbeinu b'maim ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes at the end of chapter 15 in Likutei Moran there, al posuk einai benemnei horetz. My eyes are focused on the trustworthy ones of the land. She'einayim heim b'chinas das. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there that the eyes represent das. There's a pasuk by Adam and Chava, v'tipokachno einei shneihem. Their eyes were opened. Lifkoach means to open, and pikeach means someone who's smart, das. She'einayim heim b'chinas das. Hainu alias hayira el adas. This shows us that what we're trying to accomplish in these 3 weeks, and especially on those three Shabbases, when we're reading those three Haftorahs, we're trying to use the Mishpat to elevate the Yira to Das. Vezeo bechinas kois shel kiddush. Now Rav Nosson Zal goes back to the topic we discussed in the previous year, where he was explaining the Friday night kiddush, and he discussed the different elevations, how we pick up the cup. We're taking the yira out of the sitrachra and first elevating first its opposite the legs, the netzachoy yisoid. Then we lift it up further across the chest, which is chesed gvura teferes, and the heart. And then Rav Nosson Zal didn't take it to the next step. Now he fills in the next piece. Shetzorich sheyitein einov boy. The Gemara, and especially Sifrei Kabbalah, stress that when you're making Kiddush Friday night, during that first half of the Kiddush, during the Yom HaShishi, during the second half of Kiddush, when you make the bracha on the wine and the second bracha, you must place your eyes in the cup. You must look at the wine, look at the cup. Kedei lahalois hayira, b'chinas kois yayin el hadas. Because we said the eyes represent das. By looking into the wine represented the yira. We mentioned kois is bigematria elikim, yayin is malchus, v'yein malchus rav kedamelech. We elevated the yira, elevated it until the chest area. How do we bump it up the next level? We don't pick up the cup to our heads. We put our heads into the cup. We look into the wine. By doing that, we're shining the light of das. We're connecting the yira to the das that comes from the eyes. V'alkein, besoif shloisha haftoras hanal. And Rav Nosson Zal says, that's why if you look at the last line of the third haftorah, of that series of three haftoras, mesayimin b'shabbos hashlishi, we conclude on that third Shabbos, tzion b'mishpat tipode. the city of Yerushalayim will be redeemed with mishpat. Ki ikar hageula ubinyan beis hamikdash yihye al yidei tikun hamishpat. Because the main redemption and building of the beis hamikdash will be accomplished through perfection of mishpat. It's interesting that if you listen, if you associate with the news in this country and in any country in the world you go to, put on the radio to the news, just about all you hear about is mishpat in the garbage. Hearing about supposedly the most respectable people, how they steal, graft, all on trial, in jail, or were able to pay enough bribe to get out of jail, to mistrial, all of this stuff. This is what it's all about. This is what's defining the period of time we're living in. It's where the mishpat hits a certain rock bottom, where the people supposedly, who are supposed to have the most respect for the leaders, are found to be full of kilkul mishpat. You know, the mishpat is upside down. And this is one of the main things that needs to be repaired. And again, our portion in it is each and every individual one of us, spending quality time on a daily basis, mishpat, playing accounting on myself. The Gemara says, k'shoy tatzmecha, first repair yourself. First beautify yourself, then you'll beautify others. In order for me to be in a position to help anybody else, I have to first make sure I audit myself on a constant basis. I'm reviewing what I'm doing, what I don't do, what I say, and I'm able to identify what I'm doing wrong. I'm able to identify and realize my mistakes, both in my relationship with Hashem, in my relationship with fellow man, and improve them, and elevate things, bring things up to the level of das. Shayach Leil, Rav Nosson Zal adds an appendix now, related to what he spoke about earlier, about Suda Shlishis. Le'inyan Suda Shlishis Shel Shabbos, regarding the third meal on Shabbos, U'machma she'ikar ha'tikun al yidei ha'mishpot, Shubchines Yaakov, who besuda Shlishis, because of the fact that the main solution to all of this, which is through Mishpat, which is through Yaakov, which is represented by that third meal, Alkein Oz Iker Shlemus Hadas. That's why we achieve the highest level of Das during that third meal. Ki Oz Iker Bitul Hadinim Legamri. Because that's when the Midas Hadin is eliminated completely. And Din means Tzimtzum. Din means constriction, darkness, limiting, those things that limit us, that hold us down. Ki oz malin betachlis soalia kol hayirois sanafulois ayidei b'chines Yaakov b'chines Mishpat. Because on Shabbos at Mincha is when we succeed in elevating the fallen yiris to the highest level, to das. V'alkein oz nishlam adas betachlis hashlemus. And that's why then the Das achieves its highest level of perfection. And that's why then Shabbos Mincha, Shalashuris, is when we achieve all the different things that are mentioned in that chapter in Likutei Moran. Ki oz zoichin lebechinas Torah shebenigla, we're zoichin to the revealed portion of the Torah, v'ze bechinas kriyas ha-Torah b'mincha, and that's why we read the Torah Shabbos et Mincha, which we don't do any other time at Mincha than a fast, you know, regular, there's no Torah reading Mincha. But Shabbos Mincha, we read the Torah, the revealed portion of the Torah. Shezoichin al yidei adas, shenishlam al yidei mishpat. Because Rabbeinu Zal said there, that when we achieve this shleimus hadas through mishpat, we get to the revealed Torah. And if that's happening during Shabbos Mincha, so we have the revealed Torah. V'alkein koyernos shloisha, and that's why we invite three people up to the Torah, ki zeo b'chinas mishpat, because mishpat is with three. The most basic court in Judaism is a court of three judges. Ki ein bezen poches mishloisha, there's no court less than three. De'inun tlas avon kemuva, which the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, correspond to Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. And Rabbeinu Zal writes there that when a person is zeichet to the Torah Shebeniglo, that leads them to be able to pray with mesiras nefesh, to be able to daven the highest form of tefillah. V'zeu b'chinas tefillas mincha shel Shabbos. And that's the mincha of Shabbos, she'oz tzrichin limsor nafsham al kiddush Hashem. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that during the Shmon Esrei, on Shabbos at Mincha, is a time when each Jew is supposed to think, concentrate, that I am prepared to give over my life, to give over my soul for Hashem, to die al kiddush Hashem. When? Kishe'oimrim v'al menuchasom yakdishu eshemecha. When we say those last words of that middle bracha in the Shmon Esrei on Shabbos at Mincha, v'al menuchasom, and on their resting places, they sanctify your holy name. The Arizal says when a person says those words, they're supposed to slam on the brakes and think, I am prepared, I am ready to die al kiddush Hashem. Val menuchasim et yishu Hashemecha. With my resting place, with my death, I will sanctify Hashem's glory. Supposed to think also about the Asura Harugei Malchius, the 10 great rabbis who gave up their lives al kiddush Hashem. And through this, the person is zoicha to the hidden light, Rabbi Nazal says there in Likutei Moran, Shehu Sisrei Oraisa, which is the secrets of Torah, Shezeu Bechinas Chidushei Torah Shezoichen Lahasik Ulechadesh Besuda Shlishis. This refers to those new revelations of Torah, which the great tzaddikim reveal, achieve and reveal at Mincha on Shabbos, at Shalashuris. Ki oz oilin ad atik, because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that on Shabbos at Mincha, we rise up to the highest place called Atik, Shehu Bechina Sisrei Raisa Kiyadua, which is associated with secrets of Torah, as is known. Paragraph Yutes. Now Rav Nosson Zal takes us back into Chosh Mishpat. We'll continue with this, and it's Hashem, in the next shir. Hold it over here for now.